Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you are tuned in to the Hive Half Hour Golden Shower. I got with me Count Bonnie. How you doing, man?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, man. What? You think you could come on to my fucking podcast and tell me to go fuck myself? What is your problem?
Hey, you know how I just left the room?
Yeah, where you going? Where the fuck you going?
To get a sweet piece of meow meow ass.
Oh, you gonna go fuck my cats again, are you?
All right, kitty. Which one is the one I'm petting right now? With the white and the orange and the black? Soon to be more white.
Hey, that's my favorite cat, man.
Just so you know, she's the biggest slut.
You better watch. She is female, so you better watch out, man.
Hold on. You heard that? That was my zipper.
Oh, my God. You are out of control, man.
Why don't you control me, Daddy?
I can't control you. I've tried.
Not hard enough. Just like your dick when you try to fuck. Not hard enough.
Oh, is that a shot at my age? Did I have problems getting it up? Is that what's going on?
Well, your doorknob in the back seems to clarify it. This motherfucker has like a doorknob to like a little back thing where, you know, we go and have orgies. And the doorknob's like hanging off, but it still slightly works if you grab it the right way. So I think that's kind of like, you know, him telling us something about his dick.
It's just a little loose. Just a little loose.
Yeah, that's what my ex said. Well, I'm actually not talking about an ex, so if any of my exes are listening, I'm not taking a shot at you. my ex said that, and then I went to eat her out, and I was like, damn, you got a big pussy. And she heard it again. She was like, why'd you say it twice? I was like, I didn't. That's just the echo.
So what are you up to today, man? What are you up to today?
I should still be sleeping.
Yeah, you got up at what, 11 o'clock or something like that?
Yeah, I saw your post. I was like, I'll fucking call him. I'll cater to his needy ass.
Well, I am a little needy. I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Not as needy as redneck, you know.
Well, do we even want to talk about redneck?
I don't want to talk about him. I want to rip him to shreds.
Then go ahead, rip him to shreds, because he's been fucking with me hard. Like, he thinks I'm his fucking spurned lover or something.
All right. Listen here, redneck. What I want to say to you is, like, and it's just about to get real for a minute. I don't know if it's going to be funny or not, because I'm just being real. All right. So, you and Buzz, right? You don't get enough attention, and you go off attacking him, attacking his girlfriend. The only reason Tema controls him in any way is because he's a little fucking child and can't do it himself. All right? So what I want to say to you is eat a fucking alligator cock, man. I mean, me and Buzz, we have our problems, right? You know, we've had our differences. Like when he tells me he's going to put a song we did on an album and then he doesn't. Like the little do you know thing, he didn't want to put my version on and piss off Nikki. When I was supposed to be in this movie, but I was like sick and couldn't breathe, and he's like, oh, I'll just find someone else to do it. And didn't even give me my allotted time to get there. He said, you have a month to get here. He did the shot with someone else in 2 weeks.
Hey, I don't fuck around when I make movies, man.
You know,
come on.
You're a dick, though. But anyway, see, you know, when I first started talking to Buzz, he was just like, all right, this cool dude that wants to collaborate. Then he was like a full-time collaborator with me. Like, I love working with him. Then he became like a mentor to me. Mentors, blah, 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 mentals. He became like a mentor to me. And now he's like a fucking father to me, all right? And we've had disagreements that are bigger than, oh, I want to wake him up at 8 o'clock in the morning to suck his dick. Just if you're wondering where I am, I'm headed towards the flaccid doorknob to smoke a cigarette. But, yeah, so you have all these fucking problems with, you know, not getting your instant gratification of being loved and wanted. You know, go fuck your brother, man. It's not gay if it's your brother.
Look, I'll tell you straight up, me and my brother, we got nothing going on. Me and my brother don't get along.
Ah, shit, this motherfucking thing is dying.
Me and my brother don't get along. I'm just going to make that straight right now. If he's listening to this, you know, I don't know why you don't want to contact me or invite me to nothing, but, you know, I know you got six kids, man. I should be invited to a lot of shit.
I don't think I ever want to hear someone say Uncle Buzz Bomb, because then that kind of sounds like you're going to be fucking the ass.
So,
yo, Buzz, bitch, what's the number for this shit? The phone's dying.
All right, the phone number to call in, if you're listening, is 917-889-2681. Oh, we got feedback.
Yeah,
hit one.
Join.
Take my pants off. What do you? What?
I won't be talking about much. Oh,
popped it in my mouth.
You warned on the after that. So say it again.
There won't be a lot of talking about nothing once that big old meaty cock is in my mouth.
Look, you know I don't go that way, so there's no need to even touch upon that.
That's what's great about a fat kid, you know? There's a lot of fucking different, I'm like a planet. Just go to a different region and you're going a different way. Like, it's cool, man.
All right, so why don't you explain, you know, how you define your gender, because you go by the name Samantha. So what is up with that?
I've gotten to the point where I just don't define it at all. I kind of just do whatever the fuck I want. Because I'm also, like, in my creative space, so I don't want to take too much time to think about things like that right now. Kind of just, you know. Like I said, I'm in my creative space, you know, like, I didn't even fucking shower or change my clothes today. I'm just, like, constantly creating. So that's...
Wait, so you're smelly, you haven't showered, and you're fat as fuck. So what's going on?
I thought that was your type, Daddy.
And I don't... I guess you're talking about my first wife, because she was fat as fuck.
Fuck!
But I couldn't say no to those tits. I had to have those tits.
Yeah, the big ones have the best tits. That's why I like big girls. No, I like big girls. Cause in the words of Drake, you know, in the words of Drake, I like my girls BBW, the kind of want to suck you dry and then have some lumps with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
But then, like, when you have the fucking two of us, it's like, you know, when you have, like, two fat people in a relationship together, you kind of just look like you're, you know, fucking Oompa Loompas in love, and that's not something. But I'll gladly be a part of it. I'll gladly be a part of it, because if not, then I'm not getting any action. So,
you
know, well,
you got to get the action. You got to get the action.
Let me tell you, bro, one of them about boners. This is why guys have it hard, literally. Boners don't always mean I want to fuck. Boners can sometimes just mean, hey, buddy, how you doing? Or, hey, it's been a while. What's going on? Like, see, my boner's also happy to see you. Like, you know, it's like a hive mind kind of thing.
For anyone that has any questions about how we know each other, we were a rap duo called The Hive. That's why this is called The Hive Golden Shower. We have made some really good music, and we have actually performed it live, and we killed it.
You know, we usually tell people that we met on Facebook, but I'm going to tell you all the real scoop. I was feeling desperate, so I called into one of the gay hotlines, and he was the first one that picked up, and I fell in love. Me and him were low-key gay. You know, just the other day.
I was like a telemarketer.
I was he was a call boy, you know. I was, just the other day, like, I was laying in bed with him, running my finger across his chest, you know, with a little bit of white hair. So fucking looking into those old hurt alcoholic eyes, and I was like, I love you. And he was like, you love me enough to jerk me off? And I was like, no, I don't do that because I love you. I do that because I want to. And then I grabbed his dick, and by the time, and you know, my hands were wrinkly by the time he got hard.
It's like being in the water for half an hour.
Yeah, right.
No, wrinkly fingers. Out. Now, I mean, we call this the half-hour golden shower. Now, is that even possible to do it for half an hour?
I don't know. Ask R. Kelly.
True.
Give it a few years, and your prostate will be so bad, it'll take you a half hour to piss.
Oh, man, you always going against my age. But I am young at heart. Young at heart.
Yeah, but you're not young and hard.
No, I do have issues doing that, I gotta say.
Like, I'm a bottom. You gotta fix it. Like, let me tell you something. This dude's dick is so weird. It's like, his dick is 7-inch hard, but his foreskin's always 12. It's like it saw his first wife and then got scared and went into hiding, but the fucking skin stayed there.
All right, and saying that, we had we got 18 minutes left in the show. We're gonna debut a song. Would you like to give it an intro?
This song is called "Gave My All." It's about somebody that I was like really mad at the time. We're cool now. You know, she's one of my best friends. But I still like saying fuck you on a track. So we're just going to go with that because it's still kind of my favorite thing to do.
All right, here we go.
And I thought you were different, but bitch, you done fucking goofed.
Once again, motherfucker, back with the vengeance. Thought I had said all my statements, but she did some stupid shit. I gave her everything I had, but it wasn't enough for her. Here's my warning to you, dude, she's a motherfucking death to you. Watch your mother wasted with a bitch who's done the royalty. Fucking disgrace to say, made it number one and made a queen. Funny looking back, every fault was placed on me. Love's a pain in the ass and she's a boasted girl inside it. For the way she made me feel like every day I lived in hell. I'm inspired to kill a beat, she's a lyric on my shelf. If you claim you trust me and beg me to tell you what to do, how the fuck am I controlling and how the fuck are you abused? I did everything in my power to make you feel safe and do it. I'm owed an explanation cause I'm so fucking confused. It's manipulation of the situation, please tell me to talk to you. I told you not to worry, listen to what you want to learn to do.
Give you my all but now my all is gone. Got no more to give, our legacy is gone. But fuck yourself. Cause I don't give one, I'll be glad cause your chance at happiness is gone. Gave you my all and now my all is gone. Got no more to give, our legacy is done. Go fuck yourself. Cause I don't give one, I'll be glad cause your chance at happiness is gone.
Okay, rewind, time to take a nap. Go the fuck to sleep and now we'll take a moment to recap. You told me he was nothing, now you're on his fucking nothing. Now you wanted nothing to do with him, you hate his girlfriend's gut. Now you're all buddy buddy, and you dropped me for this country. See, pussy tries to be scary from the middle of the country. Say what the fuck I like and say it how the fuck I like. And you can't see shit about it, bitch, this is my fucking mic. I'm motherfucking grown and not the shit how I can fit. I don't need your permission to say it or how I choose to say it. You're so fucking stupid, should have left well enough alone. Better hope you keep me fucked up if again your fucking phone. Cause next time I hear your voice, you best believe this shit is popping in. I can't wait to hear you crying over me and sobbing. And playing the goddamn victim like you always fucking have. Good job turning the monster out of the best you've ever had, bitch.
Give you my all and now my all is gone. Got no more to give, our legacy is gone. Go fuck yourself, cause I don't give one. I'll be glad cause your chance at happiness is gone. Give you my all and now my all is gone. Got no more to give, our legacy is gone. Go fuck yourself, cause I don't give one, I'll be glad cause your chance that happiness is gone. Give you my all and now my all is gone. Got no more to give, our legacy is done. Go fuck yourself, cause I don't give one, I'll be glad cause your chance that happiness is gone.
You are not my queen. You will not show us the way. You do not have Ebola. Did you hear that Sasha eats asshole?
Well, there we go. So, that was a pretty cool song. I know we recorded that before, but that sounded better than our first mix.
Yeah, the original was kind of just like a demo version. It was fun. Just for anyone who doesn't know, you know, so I'm sorry in advance if Buzz sounds like his mouth is full. In that meantime, I was like, yo, it's been a while. I just sucked my dick, and he did, and I forgot to warn him by the time I exploded because I was too into it. And so, yeah, sorry in advance. That's my fault.
You got to tell everybody everything. Why do you got to tell everybody everything?
Because we're real, you know? We're real about this shit.
Damn, man.
How'd it taste, Daddy?
Well, since you haven't showered, there were some issues.
Fair, fair. Yo, but, like, the thing is, though, is, like, you've been working with Frederick, right?
Yes.
So the thing is, like, since you've been working with Frederick, it's like, you know, they say once you go black, you never go back. So how come you're on your knees right now? Frederick, I want to tell you in advance. I'm sorry if I rip into you at, you know, I'm sorry if I rip into Buzz at your expense. It's kind of just my job to do whatever I can to annoy him. So, you know, if you work with him, you're not safe just because I'm a fucking dick.
Well, I mean, from what I hear, you're going to be a co-host on the show. So what do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love what Frederick does. You know, I got nothing but respect for him. You know... when he was doing his bit, you know, when he was, like, apologizing to the LGBT community for saying certain words about redneck, no, it's cool. As somebody who is a big, For somebody who is an advocate in the LGBT community, he's a fucking faggot. You know, there's a big difference between, you know, gay, bi, and just a fucking faggot. You know, and I don't really like to use that word, but sometimes it's necessary.
Well, I mean, did you listen to the episode where we had to bleep all that, right?
No, I listened to the episode after it, the one you told me to listen to as my first episode to listen to. Bro, my dude said, well, my dick is taller than you. My dick is stronger than you. Or was it cock? I don't know. Either way, it was like, it was just fucking hilarious. I was sitting there, and where I was, there was a bunch of kids. So I didn't know who the baby was going to be. So he turned the podcast on, I Bluetooth the radio in the parking lot. And then, you know, a kid looks over just as he's saying, my cock. And I was like, nope, I fucking turned the car off. It was hilarious. And, you know, your girl is savage, too. Fucking cool.
Yeah, she tore it up, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Good shit. I just want to let everybody know, let me take a look here.
Put on your glasses, you old fuck.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. I go around with blurry vision all the time now. So that is how I live, with blurry vision. All right, so this is what I got going on. I am recording Triple Ace's full album. When he's going to stay with us for a month, and I'm going to record his full album. I got MJ Holiday coming through to record some songs. I got the Frederick Wilson Show. I got the Dakota Show. And right now I am shopping my screenplays. I am holding the letters in my hand that are going out to New York and L.A. to get my screenplays on the screen.
What I'm doing is I'm working on my rap album right now. It's called Psychic Accident. I got two or three more songs to record. You know, I don't know if I can say that just yet because we're trying to keep Sean the BL. I masturbate a lot. That's part of my full-time job. You know, I'm masturbating a lot. And I mean a lot.
Well, no, I enjoy that too. You know, I mean, if you know, if you check my records on my fucking computer, there's a lot of crazy shit right there.
Nah, bro, I take care of myself. Like, it's a full time thing. I fucking get up, I get out the lube, I get out the fucking tissues, so I could not to dry my dick, but to dry my eyes, because it's just such a beautiful moment that I have to cry. I fucking put in headphones with you know, electronic ambience to reduce the anxiety. I light a couple candles. You know, it's an experience, bro. You know, your dick is your best friend.
Oh, so you make it a whole thing. I mean, I just, like, get it over with and it's done, and I'm done for the day.
Why do you think it took us, like, 2 weeks to start the show?
I guess because I've been too busy doing that.
Yeah, I've been too busy taking care of myself and taking care of my friend Poltergeist. For those who don't know, I named my cock. His name is Poltergeist, because if you provoke it, he'll come right at you.
So what else is on your mind, Mister? I changed my name a million times. When I first met you, you were JJ. Now you're Samantha. You're the Nugget. You're Count Vonny. What is with the constant name changes?
See, I've only changed my actual name and my stage name once. So you're just too old to keep up.
I can't keep up. I can't.
I was the Nugget. I haven't been the Nugget since 2015, bro. I haven't been JJ since 2015.
So that's when things happened. So that's how long I've known you. So it's been a while.
Yeah. Keep up.
I can't keep up, man. I'm too old for that shit.
That's what I've been saying.
If anyone wants to know, I am 51 years old, and I am chilling with... How old are you, Vonny?
19, going on 3.
19 years old. So, I am, like, chilling with my son right now.
I think I'm probably cooler than anybody's son ever.
Yeah.
You should get an air conditioner, because right now your cats are in heat.
How did you know?
How did I know?
Yeah.
Because the second I walked up to the favorite one, she started making pouty eyes and swatted at my dick like, please, daddy, please.
could you please tell everybody your obsession with cats?
Oh, in reality, like, one time, I was at my band, Complicated Arrangement, and I was sitting there with John and Griffin, with his nose in sticks, and we were just fucking around. We were playing, like, a pop-punk guitar riff, being stupid, and making fun of pop-punk, so I was like, I ate my town! We were all like, I love pizza! And then Griffin just fucking slammed on his keyboard, and then I fucked my cat, and it just all spiraled down from there.
So that's where it all began.
Oh, yeah. It's not even originally my thing. Well, it was our thing, but I'm not the one who said it for the first time.
We got 5 minutes left. Is there anything else you would like to share with people? Like, I want you to come at me like no other motherfucker could come at me.
Buzz. You're a little bitch, okay? You know, I have an act called indecisive, but you're the one that can't make up your fucking mind. Every time you put out an album, I'm done for good, smoking weed, I'm recording people. And then once you record it, I'll be like, oh, I'm never recording other people again. I gotta focus on my car. And then fucking you post on Facebook, who wants to record? I'm recording 18 people this week and sucking 7 of their dicks. Dude, I don't know what's wrong with you. Either you're completely indecisive or you're just fucking with us. But the shit's getting old. Older than you, actually. My patience for this bullshit is receding more than your fucking hairline.
No, no, wait a second. My hairline is gone.
Says something, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why I got my girl shaving my head every other day, so I can keep the bald look going.
You know, you're basically fucking Walter White on a budget, all right? If anyone doesn't understand that, like, does anyone watch Breaking Bad anymore? Like, well, not anymore, like, it's over, but, you know, it went from everybody talking about Breaking Bad, and as soon as I finish it, nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about. I need answers, bro.
I don't got no answers for you, man. I am what I am, and I do what I do, because I love doing it.
I know, that's why you're so good at sucking my fucking cock.
Oh, man, you're still going back to that. All right.
Seriously, my entire arsenal is bad puns, insults, and dick jokes. All at the same time sometimes. That's, like, my entire arsenal. I have a song with Second Nature called Mike Check. And, like, he does, like, this braggadocious verse about how much of a badass he is. And then I come in, and my verse is all about Star Wars puns, dick jokes, and Apple products.
Yeah, I would have to also say that I have worked with Second Nature a lot. We've done some really cool songs, and he's been on my albums, and we actually have a full album that we did together. I think it's 9 songs or something like that. And he's very talented, and he's also the same age as you, correct?
Yeah, what's weird about you is, like, you work best with the younger people. You know, like, when me or Second Nature get on a track, you're spitting fire. But when you work with someone like fucking, I don't know, Nikki or Sargon, well, they both suck. But, you know, any of the older artists, you're kind of just, like, at the same level as everyone else. But then as soon as a fucking young dude hops on a track, you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to fucking demolish this. Especially after you stop drinking.
You know, quitting drinking was the best thing I ever did.
I know. Me too, man.
But I will be this is going to be news to everybody out there listening that I have stopped smoking the marijuana.
You know, let's see how long that lasts.
We'll see what happens when what is it? Triple Ace gets here, and he thinks we're going to be smoking it all day, so we'll see what happens.
What happened? He can't afford the $200 bags anymore?
No, I cannot. No.
Yeah, I'm on tolerance break right now with the married iguanas. That's what I call it, the married iguanas.
All right, we're going to go out with a song. Tom Bonney, thank you. This is 11. Let him know.
Yo, that verse was so dope, son. When I penetrate, I devastate with the right words. Talk lyricism later cause I fight first. I speak to God in my music, but when the mic bursts, he said I gotta obey him just like a Sprite thirst. So I've been clean for years, I never like cursing. Bet you thought I was talking about drugs. From the thugs to the slugs to the brothers that pack guns. Orange tips on the barrel for cat guns, you stupid. You just an actor in music. Trigger finger twitching, you won't actually shoot it like we lace rhythms. Get in your face, give it up. Pac said it once before, hit him up. Pac said it in a song with the outlaws. Outpour, they kicked you out, now you outpour. We never stop spitting isms till the mouth roar. Right third, Dirty South song. Nah, I just clown for a minute. 11:23 p.m., it's been a minute. I hold the moment forever cause I'm infinite. I'll lift you up, call me Popeye, I'm spinach. Drop lines diminish. Rock guys who bigger than me, leave them limping off. Looking cockeyed and winded, they can't breathe. But now the clock started ticking. I'm starving, looking for some Popeye's chicken. I'm Marvin, you a gay that watch guys wishing. Staring at them hard when your crotch started itching. That's too sick, I think I might have crossed the line. I send a message back to myself, lost in time. Begging me to stop what I do all the time. And to get focused, to be the best open. Bless spoken lyricist when he spits. Put your head open, see what's really going on in your mind. Cause the motor of the motive motivates me on the grind.
Alright, we are back just to say goodbye. This is Scott, a.k.a. BuzzBomb, saying goodbye, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this. Vonnie?
Yeah, he put the a.k.a. in there because you know what? Oh, no, that won't let him get away with not calling himself BuzzBomb with me. This is a nice day. You fuck yourself and enjoy the sunshine because I'm blotting out the sun. Suck my dick, fuck your cat, eat my ass, have a good day.